Exhibit, quote, A, end quote, ordinance number blank. An ordinance of the people of the town of Fairfax, California, amending Chapter 3.10 of the Fairfax Municipal Code to increase the rate from 0.5% to 0.75% and extend the term of the town's transactions and use tax by 10 years, said tax to be administered by the State Board of Equalization. The people of the town of Fairfax do hereby ordain as follows. Section 1, Chapter 3.10 of Title 3 of the Fairfax Municipal Code, quote, Revenue and Finance, end quote, is hereby amended to read as follows. 3.10.010, Title. This chapter shall be known as the Fairfax Transactions and Use Tax Ordinance. The town of Fairfax hereinafter shall be called, quote, Town, end quote. This chapter shall be applicable in the incorporated territory of the town. 3.10.020, operative date, quote, operative date, end quote, means the first day of the first calendar quarter commencing more than 110 days after the effective date of this chapter, the effective date being as set forth below. 3.10.030, purpose. This chapter is adopted to achieve the following, among other purposes, and directs that the provisions hereof be interpreted in order to accomplish those purposes. A. To impose a retail transactions and use tax in accordance with the provisions of Part 1.6, commencing with Section 7251 of Division 2 of the California Revenue and Taxation Code and Section 7285.9 of Part 1.7 of Division 2, which authorizes the town to adopt this tax chapter, which shall be operative if a majority of the electors voting on the measure vote to approve the imposition of the tax at an election called for that purpose. B. To adopt a retail transactions and use tax chapter that incorporates provisions identical to those of the sales and use tax law of the state of California insofar as those provisions are not inconsistent with the requirements and limitations contained in Part 1.6 of Division 2 of the California Revenue and Taxation Code. C. To adopt a retail transactions and use tax chapter that imposes a tax and provides a measure, therefore, that can be administered and collected by the State Board of Equalization in a manner that adapts itself as fully as practicable to and requires the least possible deviation from the existing statutory and administrative procedures followed by the State Board of Equalization in administering and collecting the California state sales and use taxes. D. To adopt a retail transactions and use tax chapter that can be administered in a manner that will be, to the greatest degree possible, consistent with the provisions of Part 1.6 of Division 2 of the California Revenue and Taxation Code, minimize the cost of collecting the transactions and use taxes, and at the same time minimize the burden of record keeping upon persons subject to taxation under the provisions of this chapter. 3.10.040, contract with state. Prior to the operative date, the town shall contract with the State Board of Equalization to perform all functions incident to the administration and operation of this transactions and use tax chapter, provided that if the town shall not have contracted with the State Board of Equalization prior to the operative date, it shall nevertheless so contract, and in such a case the operative date shall be the first day of the first calendar quarter following the execution of such a contract. 3.10.050, transactions tax rate. For the privilege of selling tangible personal property at retail, a tax is hereby imposed upon all retailers in the incorporated territory of the town at the rate of 0.75% of the gross receipts of any retailer from the sale of all tangible personal property sold at retail in said territory on and after the operative date of this chapter. 3.10.060, place of sale. For the purposes of this chapter, all retail sales are consummated at the place of business of the retailer unless the tangible personal property sold is delivered by the retailer or his agent to an out-of-state destination or to a common carrier for delivery to an out-of-state destination. The gross receipts from such sales shall include delivery charges when such charges are subject to the state sales and use tax, regardless of the place to which delivery is made. In the event a retailer has no permanent place of business in the state or has more than one place of business, the place or places at which the retail sales are consummated shall be determined under rules and regulations to be prescribed and adopted by the State Board of Equalization. 3.10.070 Use Tax Rate. An excise tax is hereby imposed on the storage, use, or other consumption in the town of tangible personal property purchased from any retailer on and after the operative date of this chapter for storage, use, or other consumption in said territory at the rate of 3/4% of the sales price of the property. The sales price shall include delivery charges when such charges are subject to state sales or use tax, regardless of the place to which delivery is made. 3.10.080 Adoption of Provisions of State Law. Except as otherwise provided in this ordinance and except insofar as they are inconsistent with the provisions of Part 1.6 of Division 2 of the California Revenue and Taxation Code, all of the provisions of Part 1, commencing with Section 6001 of Division 2 of the California Revenue and Taxation Code, are hereby adopted and made a part of this chapter as though fully set forth herein. 3.10.090 Limitations on Adoption of State Law and Collection of Use Taxes. In adopting the provisions of Part 1 of Division 2 of the California Revenue and Taxation Code, a. Wherever the state of California is named or referred to as the taxing agency, the name of this town shall be substituted therefor. However, the substitution shall not be made when, 1. The word, quote, state, end quote, is used as a part of the title of the state controller, state treasurer, victim compensation and government claims board, state board of equalization, state treasury, or the constitution of the state of California. 2. The result of that substitution would require action to be taken by or against this town or any agency, officer, or employee thereof, rather than by or against the State Board of Equalization in performing the functions incident to the administration or operation of this chapter. 3. In those sections, including but not necessarily limited to sections referring to the exterior boundaries of the state of California, where the result of the substitution would be to a. provide an exemption from this tax with respect to certain sales, storage, use, or other consumption of tangible personal property, which would not otherwise be exempt from this tax, while such sales, storage, use, or other consumption remains subject to tax by the state under the provisions of Part 1 of Division 2 of the California Revenue and Taxation Code, or b. impose this tax with respect to certain sales, storage, use, or other consumption of tangible personal property, which would not be subject to tax by the state under the said provision of that code. 4. In Section 6701, 6702, except in the last sentence thereof, 6711, 6715, 6737, 6797, or 6828 of the California Revenue and Taxation Code. B. The word, quote, town, end quote, shall be substituted for the word, quote, state, end quote, in the phrase, quote, retailer engaged in business in this state, end quote, in Section 6203 of the California Revenue and Taxation Code, and in the definition of that phrase in Section 6203. 3.10.100, Permit Not Required. If a seller's permit has been issued to a retailer under Section 6067 of the California Revenue and Taxation Code, an additional transactor's permit shall not be required by this chapter. 3.10.110, Exemptions and Exclusions. A. There shall be excluded from the measure of the transactions tax and the use tax the amount of any sales tax or use tax imposed by the state of California or by any city, city and county, or county pursuant to the Bradley Burns Uniform Local Sales and Use Tax Law, or the amount of any state-administered transactions or use tax. B. There are exempted from the computation of the amount of transactions tax the gross receipts from 1. Sales of tangible personal property other than fuel or petroleum products to operators of aircraft to be used or consumed principally outside the county in which the sale is made and directly and exclusively in the use of such aircraft as common carriers of persons or property under the authority of the laws of this state, the United States, or any foreign government. 2. Sales of property to be used outside the town which is shipped to a point outside the town, pursuant to the contract of sale, by delivery to such point by the retailer or his agent, or by delivery by the retailer to a carrier for shipment to a consignee at such point. For the purposes of this division, B2, delivery to a point outside the town shall be satisfied. A. With respect to vehicles other than commercial vehicles subject to registration pursuant to Chapter 1, commencing with Section 4000 of Division 3 of the California Vehicle Code, aircraft licensed in compliance with Section 21411 of the Public Utilities Code, and undocumented vessels registered under Division 3.5, commencing with Section 9840 of the California Vehicle Code by registration to an out-of-town address and by a declaration under penalty of perjury signed by the buyer stating that such address is, in fact, his or her principal place of residence, and B, with respect to commercial vehicles, by registration to a place of business out of town and declaration under penalty of perjury signed by the buyer that the vehicle will be operated from that address. 3. The sale of tangible personal property if the seller is obligated to furnish the property for a fixed price pursuant to a contract entered into prior to the operative date of this chapter. 4. A lease of tangible personal property which is a continuing sale of such property for any period of time for which the lessor is obligated to lease the property for an amount fixed by the lease prior to the operative date of this chapter. 5. For the purposes of Division B3 and 4 of this section, the sale or lease of tangible personal property shall be deemed not to be obligated pursuant to a contract or lease for any period of time for which any party to the contract or lease has the unconditional right to terminate the contract or lease upon notice, whether or not such right is exercised. C. There are exempted from the use tax imposed by this chapter the storage, use, or other consumption in this town of tangible personal property. 1. The gross receipts from the sale of which have been subject to a transactions tax under any state-administered transactions and use tax ordinance. 2. Other than fuel or petroleum products purchased by operators of aircraft and used or consumed by such operators directly and exclusively in the use of such aircraft as common carriers of persons or property for hire or compensation under a certificate of public convenience and necessity issued pursuant to the laws of this state, the United States, or any foreign government. This exemption is in addition to the exemptions provided in sections 6366 and 6366.1 of the California Revenue and Taxation Code. 3. If the purchaser is obligated to purchase the property for a fixed price pursuant to a contract entered into prior to the operative date of this chapter. 4. If the possession of or the exercise of any right or power over the tangible personal property arises under a lease, which is a continuing purchase of such property for any period of time for which the lessee is obligated to lease the property for an amount fixed by a lease prior to the operative date of this chapter. 5. For the purposes of divisions C3 and 4 of this section, storage, use, or other consumption, or possession of or exercise of any right or power over, tangible personal property shall be deemed not to be obligated pursuant to a contract or lease for any period of time for which any party to the contract or lease has the unconditional right to terminate the contract or lease upon notice, whether or not such right is exercised. 6. Except as provided in Division C-7, a retailer engaged in business in the town shall not be required to collect use tax from the purchaser of tangible personal property unless the retailer ships or delivers the property into the town or participates within the town in making the sale of the property, including but not limited to soliciting or receiving the order, either directly or indirectly, at a place of business of the retailer in the town or through any representative, agent, canvasser, solicitor, subsidiary, or person in the town under the authority of the retailer. 7. Quote, a retailer engaged in business in the town, end quote, shall also include any retailer of any of the following. Vehicles subject to registration pursuant to Chapter 1, commencing with Section 4000 of Division 3 of the California Vehicle Code, aircraft licensed in compliance with Section 21411 of the California Public Utilities Code, or undocumented vessels registered under Division 3.5, commencing with Section 9840 of the California Vehicle Code, that retailer shall be required to collect use tax from any purchaser who registers or licenses the vehicle, vessel, or aircraft at an address in the town. D. Any person subject to use tax under this chapter may credit against that tax any transactions tax or reimbursement for transactions tax paid to a district imposing or retailer liable for a transactions tax pursuant to Part 1.6 of Division 2 of the California Revenue and Taxation Code with respect to the sale to the person of the property, the storage, use, or other consumption of which is subject to the use tax. 3.10.120 Annual Audit. By no later than December 31st of each year, the town shall cause an independent auditor to complete a, quote, Fairfax Transactions and Use Tax Ordinance Report, end quote. Such report shall review whether the tax revenues collected pursuant to this ordinance are collected, managed, and expended in accordance with the requirements of this chapter. 3.10.130 Amendments. All amendments subsequent to the effective date of this chapter to Part 1 of Division 2 of the California Revenue and Taxation Code relating to sales and use taxes and which are not inconsistent with Part 1.6 and Part 1.7 of Division 2 of the California Revenue and Taxation Code, and all amendments to Part 1.6 and Part 1.7 of Division 2 of the California Revenue and Taxation Code, shall automatically become a part of this chapter, provided, however, that no such amendment shall operate so as to affect the rate of tax imposed by this chapter. 3.10.140 Enjoining Collection Forbidden. No injunction or writ of mandate or other legal or equitable process shall issue in any suit, action, or proceeding in any court against the state or the town or against any officer of the state or the town to prevent or enjoin the collection under this chapter or Part 1.6 of Division 2 of the California Revenue and Taxation Code of any tax or any amount of tax required to be collected. 3.10.150 Severability. If any provision of this chapter or the application thereof to any person or circumstances held invalid, the remainder of this chapter and the application of such provision to other persons or circumstances shall not be affected thereby. 3.10.160 Termination Date. The authority to levy the tax imposed by this chapter shall automatically expire on March 31, 2027, without further action by the town council or the voters of the town. After said date, the tax imposed by this chapter can only be continued or reestablished by a majority vote of Fairfax voters pursuant to California Proposition 218, end quote. Section 2. Pursuant to California Revenue and Taxation Code Section 7285.9, this ordinance was approved for placement on the ballot by at least a two-third supermajority of all members of the Town Council on July 13, 2016. Section 3. Once the Town Council certifies passage of this ordinance by the voters, the Town Clerk shall publish the same as required by applicable law and forward a copy of the adopted ordinance to the Board of Equalization. Section 4. If any provision of this ordinance or the application thereof to any person or circumstances is held invalid or unconstitutional by any court of competent jurisdiction, such invalidity or unconstitutionality shall not affect any other provision or applications, and to this end the provisions of this ordinance are declared to be severable, the town council and the electorate by referendum do hereby declare that they would have adopted this ordinance and each section, subsection, sentence, clause, phrase, part or portion thereof, irrespective of the fact that any one or more sections, subsections, clauses, phrases, parts, or portions thereof be declared invalid or unconstitutional. Section 5, pursuant to Elections Code Section 9217, this ordinance shall be deemed adopted and become effective only if approved by a majority of the eligible voters of the town of Fairfax voting thereon at an election to be held on November 8, 2016, and shall take effect 10 days after the town council has certified the results of that election by resolution. Section 6. The mayor is hereby authorized to attest to the adoption of this ordinance by signing where indicated below. I hereby certify that the foregoing ordinance was passed, approved, and adopted by the people of the town of Fairfax voting on the 8th day of November 2016. Renee Goddard, Mayor. Attest. Michelle Gardner, Town Clerk.